Ook machlokes de Beleza en de Bakiva, maar de Zrika is meelis liyotze. The Beleza says it's not meel, it's not right. The Zrika is basically ineffectual, agabi yotze. And the Bakiva holds it's effectual both ways, both by kochi kochim to take out the bosa from meilo, and by kochim kalim to make, bring the emurim into meilo, and also as chayom aleim mishum pigol v'noisu v'tomei. And he got it from an interesting tzushtel, from a strange din of Mafresh Chatos of Ovdo. It's two chatoyis, one's for the other, one only one will be, two will be shechts them both. You have both cases of dam. When he's zerik the dam of one, that takes even the other behema out of me'ili, somehow compares that to yoytze. Itmar on the bottom of Omer Beis. Itmar Amar B'yechanon. Ki Amar Bakiva Zrikim Oelis Liyoytze, Sheyotze Mekzose. We're talking where only part of it went out. We spoke yesterday. Some of that he saw the comparison, because what the Rishonim call is like some migo, whatever that means. I mean, migo de mahanya zrika for the part that's bifrim, it is mahanya for the part that's outside. Just like by the chattas, migo that it's mahanya for chattas number one, that you're making the zrika of that behema. Migo works for that behema, it works for that behema. So here too, it's some migo, it works for the part that's inside, mele it works for the part that's outside. The whole thing is yotze, it will not work. Rashi's lotion is it's like kemandalesa. It's like the, once the whole bus is outside, it's like the bus is not here.
So as I do, say amigo, if the, all the bus are not, but you have the emurim inside, would you say amigo from the emurim?
It's not 100% clear. Most achrayim say you would. Chofetz Chaim Halachos is very strong about it. Even though the Rambam is mashma not that way, he's quite strong that it will be that way. So same as in the tzrik, it sounds like it will. As long as it seems to be compared to the din of Ein Dam Ein Bosa, but the Rambam's lashon is not mashma, but the Achrayim's maskon is that way. It's simpler to go that way. Okay, now again, Shnei Drachim Lefanein on this next piece of Gemara, at least Shnei Drachim, but we're going to go with Tosis. I just think it's a little bit simpler. It's not here. It's not a crucial difference. It's a little bit simpler in the pshat. What am I up to here? Yeah, Amalei Rav Asa, we're drinking out the Rabbi Yochanan. This is a new piece of Gemara that we're going to learn. It's not a continuation of what Rabbi Yochanan just said. It's a new point now. It's Amalei Rav Asa. Kvar lemduni chaveirai sheba goylo. Interesting thing. Mechashvin al ha'ovid v'al ha'soruf. Which means, look at the top Rashi there. Let's say the emurim were burned. And you were mefagel. It's one of the ways of making pigul is, let's say, to be zoyrek, al menas, to be makdid emurim tomorrow. That's exactly what he thought, but emurim at that point didn't exist. He's making an amachshov on a non-existent thing, or on an ovud thing, which, as for our purpose, is not here right now.
Well, what?
Nisrufu. They were burned up. Somebody.
What?
Not under his way. They were burned up. Stop.
Fire.
They were destroyed. They're not here. This is an interesting thing. You're having a machshava basically on a non-existent thing. Okay, that's what he said. That's what Rebbeim told us. Chaverim, sorry. Mechash lo v'al asoruf. Zog di Gemara. V'ho'ovid v'soruf lo isin in boil. Ovid v'soruf basically don't exist. V'afil ho'chik toni mechashvin. That's basically what Yechidish is basically. That you can have a machshava on, let's call it a non-existent thing, or yeah, okay. Now, how could that be? Rav Asi himself said different. Rav Asi referred to Yochanan, an interesting question. Chishev l'nishpochim l'mochor mahu. What's the din of chishev l'nishpochim mochor? Now, this is an interesting question. What in the world does that mean? What does it mean? Chishev l'nishpochim l'mochor. So the two knee-jerk reactions, which would be the two pshatim in Rashi, both can't be. The first way you'd think he means chishev l'nishpochim l'mochor be'eis shvicha shirayim. He had a machshev as pigul, meaning as he's shvifed the shirayim, he had a machshava to eat the bosa 3 days from now. Now that can't be the shaila. That's a beferish abraisa in Zvochim daf yud gimel. That's not nothing, because shvicha shirayim is not an avoid. You have to have the machshava be'eis one of the four avoids. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. So that couldn't be what he was asking him. That we know. Ella Watt, make it the other way. Be'ez, one of the avoiders, he thought to make Shvicha Shirayim tomorrow, that way. The Machshava was based on avoider. His Machshava wasn't to eat tomorrow, to be marked, but to be Shvicha Shirayim tomorrow. That's the next piece of Gemara in Zvachim and Furish, that is Bigel. Because all you need is Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Adam, and Shvicha Shirayim, the Gemara holds, is Achilas Mizbeach. So he didn't ask him either of those two questions. Essentially, Rashi says two pshatim, those two pshatim. Everybody in the world is jumping. It's impossible. Both are against the Gemara. What then is the pshat in this Gemara? So Tosis comes up with an interesting thing here and in Zvachim. The case is like this. In the Kabbal the Dam, right? And he's, let's make a nice case. He's walking over to the Mizbeach, and the dam spills on the floor. Not all of it. He's got enough in the case to make his rikas. He's got enough in the thing to make his rikas. His mashova is to be zoyrek the dam that's on the floor tomorrow. That was his shayla. Now the halach, Amazon halach. He's walking along, right? Now, if he has a machshava to be zoyrek this tomorrow, that's a pigle. He has a machshava to be zoyrek the stuff that's on the floor. What? Let's see the shot. One sec. What's the din of the dam that's on the floor? It's kosher. It's good. You can collect it and make zrika. So it's zrikable. On the other hand, Tosis says there's no mitzvah to collect it. You could leave it there. You could, if you want, leave it on the floor. Melezok Tosis, it is like oilech le'ibud. Because you could, for all practical purposes, leave it there. There's no mitzvah. You could. If you pick it up, you can make zrika. But Tosis claims there's no mitzvah. So that, somehow the Gemara is comparing to Ovud. Because it's basically Ovud. You could pick it up, but you could leave it there too. So it's basically like it's gone. Toilet le'ibud. What? Okay. One second. Let's see. Yeah, but if this is no good, that's zikha no good. That the Gemara's going to come out, it's no good. There's other problems here too. I mean, it's not so simple. They say, who said there's no mitzvah to pick up that dam? Karen Oyer says, why? There's a mitzvah to be zayrik all the dam. Why shouldn't you have to pick it up? Okay, that's like Tosis do and in Zvachim. Okay, now, Omalei Reb Zeira, the two shtels here are very interesting. Omalei Reb Zeira, Kvashonis Lonu Alal. Alal is a psaisik in Chul, exactly what it is, but here we'll go. It's a psagirat savor. It's a thick gid in the neck, which is edible. It is edible, but most people don't eat it. Most people do not eat it. But you could eat it. Now the Mishnah says, let's read the Mishnah in Zvochim. What if you shoychet the karm? Again, to make pigel, your machshava has to be to eat something that's roi lachila tomorrow, right? If you'll have a machshava to eat the emurim tomorrow, that's not pigel. It has to be lechel dovash adarka lechel, lahakte dovash adarka lahakte. So this guy made a machshava to eat the alal tomorrow. So it says over there that it's not pigel. Says Tosis, the comparison is a similar comparison. That's how Tosis sees it. What is alal? It's something, if you want, you could eat it. But you don't eat it. He sees that as equivalent to the dam that's on the floor. You could leave it there in the garbage. But you could, if you want, pick it up. That's like alal. Normally you wouldn't pick it up, normally you wouldn't eat it. But you could eat it. You could pick it up. There it says, it's not pigul. It's considered le'ibud, it's nothing. That's be'ma shosh, the Gemara's going to call it. Because generally you're going to leave it there, you're not going to eat it. So to hear, the dam that's on the floor is considered ovud. Okay, it's not here, whatever it is, it's nothing. Meilid is not, that's what he answered him. Almo, hi olol, came the lesbe mashosho. Those two words have to go, kibul tumma. Because in this way, it's not kabul tumma, takes out those words. It's, it came the lesbe mashosho, there's no pigul. It's hani nishpochim nami, came the ibur azlei. Okay, how do we want to read this? Came the ibur azlei, was the bach. Lomahan yibu mashosho, just like alal. Which is less bumishosha, yet the way we're saying it's because generally it's not eaten, you only could eat it, it's not doesn't nitfasin the damashova. So to this dam which is holich liibud, even though you could pick it up and make a zrika, but lamais is going, it generally will go liibud, it'll slit ki mashov, lo mahanya. So, Shriya, now the kal v'chomer to before, safem is over the tzor v'avada, there shouldn't be a mashov. So, what's the, how could you say before, that was like, how could you say before, machashna lo over v'asor? It's not the zelba reb zeir. Okay. Elo diktoni al hove v'al asoruf. Kasha. Omar rovo. Emo al ho oimed li ibud v'al ho oimed li soruf. Emes ha obud and soruf. Avadi you can't have a mashov. This is something that's oimed. What is that? It's a Tesco Zawar against a colorful case over here. Yithru d'chdichas bosor into a peak caliph. But you threw it onto a pikivshon. But when you had your machshava, it wasn't there yet. So beis your machshava, it was there. It was oimed leibur. On that's the nitvasa machshava. That's what he meant to say. No, didn't hit yet.
On its way.
Right. Correct. Correct. You have your machshava. By the time the zrika comes, it's history. It does as I did. That's a machshava. Emesov would not. Okay. I'm Rav Pop. We're limiting now our Akiva again. Rav Akiva said, Zriki Moili Yotze. Yotze what? Again, either the boss, let's say Posh case, the boss was Yotze, right? I'm Rav Pop, I'm Rav Akiva, Zriki Melis Yotze, Elisha Yotze, boss. Avol Yotze Dam, and Zriki Moelis Yotze. Meaning the dam itself was yotze. Now you want to make the zrika with that yotze dik dam? That the Bakiva never said. That he never said. He said a zrika of good dam will work on a piece of yotze. He never said zrika's dam she yotze is a good zrika. We had a very similar thing on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. Londom afapisha chazav zarka moyelim bo. Zrika, basically zrika posel a dam that is meaningless. Then don't do this machloik. This machloik is where there's a good zrika. Question is, can it affect something that's been knocked out? He is telling me the dam is no good. Doesn't get zrika. It's not dam gone. Tanya nami hochi. Shochat bishtika. Meaning, he didn't do anything wrong. Everything's good. V'yotza dam. This mam shvob is zog. Apisha choza v'zorka. Lo yosav lo klum. Because you caught your mola. Because you call him. Ain't mola. Mami, what mam shvob just said. And the pshat is very simple. I mean, the Kutalov says, Shita really says it. The Meduba of Akivas, we have a kosher Zrika. When a Zrika is no good, we never had a tzad to say it's a good Zrika, except by Pigle. That's what Gittles did. That even there doesn't work. The only Meduba was in Zrika's Pigle. Because Zrika's Pigle has that business of Meratzala Pigula. But Achutz that, Posel Adam, nobody ever thought that a Zrika should work. It's different. There's a clear difference here. Okay.
So what did the rest say?
Zrika's dam shiotzah. Mamish what we just said. If you zorik dam shiotzah, it's not a good zrika.
What does the Brisa say about yotzah? Of the
yotzah
means from the
azar. Yeah, Vashay
Bedov. Oh, I thought it was the dam.
No, I mean, he went out.
Oh,
went, went for lunch break after shritas. No.
Oh, the dam.
So the dam went out.
Your
shachar pishtika
means without a
machshav
is
pigul. Right, right. Without any bad machshav. Normal shvita. Normal shvita. Bekashrus, Rashi says. Shachar pishtika bekashrus. Shalachish bo shum psul. Meaning a normal case. Normal guy. Regular guy. Just then the dam was yotze. Okay, back to this Rabbi Akiva now. Om Rabbi Akiva hol mozeh doim. Om Rabbi Loza. Ki Om Rabbi Akiva, we said bevas achas. When we, this whole business of Rabbi Akiva is where the two behemoths were geshochtim of asachas. They're both standing before us. Both cases dam are there. Now, how you get a case of shochab of asachas is not an easy business. I mean, what? Yeah, that's how Rashi learns to kahana. I mean, the simpler case would have been to say you had two animals next to each other lined up and you took a long knife and you shechted them. But they don't want to learn that way because the Gemara says in Chulin, I think, that l'chatchil, you're not supposed to do that by kochim. Tis b'chuhu, one at a time. So Rashi came up with this case of two kohanim, and some says, you have some problems there. Chorinim are not happy with it. But to get... That's a shayla for Yevshel Tzamtzim. Can it be that two people shechted at exactly the same time? Yeah, but it's got. Yeah, it's a real, it's a really actual Tzamtzum problem. It's Quite, I'm not happy with this Rashi. Tosis doesn't even entertain that Sot.
See, you know that you have to make that you can make the Slika for either or. Does that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the question. Tosis talks about. Tosis says you don't need really the Shkita at the same time. You just need that the dam should be ready together. Avuzel lo amar b'akiva. Okay, Tanya Reb Shimon. Sheholachti lekvapani. Don't know where that is, but he went there. Mitzvani zoke nechor. He bumped into an old Jew. V'omali. Oyim ha'yer b'akiva zrikam elos liyotzei. Itake said zrikam elos liyotzei. Amat alahein. Yeah, what can I tell you? Said it. Ukshibosi v'tzei sidvol nechavei. Reb Shabagolil. Omli. Al apostle who? What's our business? Ricky Vail, you'd say. It's apostle. Echmarat's al apostle. Okay, so if Shimon started off, he would. No, who's this? I'm sorry. Reb Shimon, yeah, Reb Shimon was quite convinced of Rabbi Akiva when he met the Zokin. He says, possible? Of course he said what he said. Now, when he went back to the people in gold, they hit him with this kasha. What's going on here? It was possible Rikaf apostle. Or else he got convinced of that side. So now he went to Rabbi Akiva to talk it over with him. So he asked the kasha, oh, Mali, B'ni, well, Yat Omeke, well, you're asking with me. You come up with favorite Sharia. Afrish Shleichatoyus, what's the matter, man? Shochton is much more together. Everything's running simultaneous. Nizrak dam shalech. When he had me at the moda, shekshem shedoma peita is b'sorim in amila. If yifta b'sar chavertem in amila. Basically, he repeated what he said in the Mishnah, just in a bit more colorful way. Here, Itaka sounds like what the Blazer said, that there was shechta together. Shochton is mashma, and yet now, what was bothering you yesterday? He had the kashya, the big achron, the mess. Those mefurish had the achila shaninu. Says right here, shochton redoman munah bekaisus meila. Why is the meila? The Kabbalah is finished. It should be all over already. In fact, the Birkas HaZeva, I'm a foolish Shazach here. Akiva, Rebbe Lez, all the Tanom, nobody's disagreeing at that point. Shaila is if it's a riot to our case, but nobody's disagreeing on these facts. The kids, if two chatoyas, you shechted them both, you make Kabbalah, you have two dead animals, two cases of dam here. And the Gemara is clear, there's me'il on both. What happened to Et Zrika exactly? Et Shita, forget about it, but what happened to Et Zrika? You have perfectly good Kabbalah, nothing's wrong yet. Says the Bikas Hazebach has a pella. Why did the Gemara bring it? Shchab a favor Shizachi and all the Tanoim. Well, it's not so simple. The Tzen Kadoshim, this is from the early people we have on Kodshim. The Tzen Kadoshim said he was his Talmud. He said the Rebbe Gifreg, but it's not so simple. Because Het Zrika works, because Koloimid Lizrik is Orik Domi. Says I'm not so sure you can say on this behemoth. You want to say what? Let's go. There's no me'il on this behemoth. Why? Because there was a good Kabbalah. Because it's Omid Lizrik. Can you say it's Omid Lizrik? What if you can only be Zarek one of them? It's an interesting question. You have two things, one of which is Omid. Can you say on each one separately? So that's not the logical question here. You have A and B. One of them is going to do the thing you have to do. So they're both Omid for that. But any one of itself, can you call it Omid Lizrik? Because I'm going to have this one, it's Omid Lizrik. Maybe I'll be Zarek the other one. And the other one, can I say it's Omid Lizrik? It's like Kadoshim. You're not convinced it's such a big riot. Interesting question. No. It's too. It's chattis. As soon as you make zrika one, the other one's possible. It's over. It's myself chattis. That's the whole point there.
This one
is out. That's right. So you can't say on that I'm at Lizrik. It's a good point. Okay. Oh, comes a shlokish. So again, they understood that in the words of Rabbi Akiva here already lies what Rabbi Lozer said. That it's only bevasachas. Omer shlokish. Mishum Rebbeishir, Shuva Genuva Heishiva Reb Akiva. It's not such a good answer. I don't like it. He threw in this business that it has to be Vasach. Resh Lakish is more than Reb Akiva. Resh Lakish holds that it should work even when it's not Vasachas. Even if Warren Shech did one after the other. This that you threw in there, that Reb Akiva threw in there, has to be Vasachas. I don't see why that should be. Why? Came in the apostle Mali Basachas, Mali Now this Bachlam not easy to understand. I don't really understand. The way Rishonim explained it, the Shlokish looked at it somehow. that these two behemoths become guf echot. I really don't understand the lomdus of that, but somehow, because they're both in the schatas thing, it becomes like one big animal. That's how we thought, Rabbi, was what's going on over here. It says if it's one big animal, so then the zrik of olive works for bays. A bays like a part of olive. So what's the difference? What's the difference? You shefted it together. It's, we are working with the idea of rotzim izez zorik, rotzim izez zorik. So therefore, you have to have them both ready to go. He looked at it more like it's a goof echot. It's one big animal. So what's the difference? I mean, it's because we got one, it takes care of the other one. What? I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, this din anyway. I don't know. That's what it says. Mali does, Mali ends. I'll show you. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan said, your idea of goof echot, I'll show you, is not true. That's not true. Why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. They point out the Hashem could be chatoyas too. I mean, they just took an example. Similar idea. You have two Hashemis. Hashem and chatas, and this is the same thing. Just chatas is mace. Hashem is roi. You can't have two. Lachrayis means that he took two animals. He needs a backup. That's all. He can't both be an Hashem. But Tama one dies, he has the other one. So it's the same idea. Once one is the Hashem, the other one falls out. Same exact idea. The shochat ashneim. You have a very similar case to us here. Shochat ashneim. The kodam. The hello emurim shel echom lehem kodem zriku. You have a aleph and beis. He shechted him. You got both dams sitting here. He jumped the gun. He took the emurim of aleph and put them onto mizbeach. Then he really got confused and he made zrika of beis. What do we do with those emurim that are on the mizbeach? Are they yored or not? Says Rebbe, you don't agree with me that it's yardu? What about it's yardu? Yata modishim olu yardu. Again, it doesn't mean im olu. The showing point, it's a funny logic. It's olu already. He put them up already. It means it should have the din of olu yardu. You should take them down. That you agree with. If you're right that somehow when two behemoths are one backing the other, it becomes chad gufo mamish, Amayim olu yardu. Ha'omar ulo, emuri kochim kalim, and Hashem says, certainly kochikochim. Shehelim, what's the basic din? It's an interesting case over here. Usually you have to be zorik dam, and then you mak the remurim. What if a guy's mak the remurim, and then he's zorik the dam? Never, it's that much, a simple case. The guy's a regular carbon, he shechts it. He jumps the gun, he puts the emurim up on the mizbeah, then he makes the zrik. What's the din? The din is lo yardu, they don't go down. So Zakta Bierchen, if you're right that it's chad gufo, that's the same thing here. You have two behemoths, aleph and beis. You shech them both. You took the emurim of beis and put them on the mizbeach and made the zrik of aleph. If it's chad gufo, that's the same thing as that case. That's a case of doing haktoras emurim before zrika satan. The din is lo yardu over there. Yet we say in two animals is yardu. Apparently it's not exactly chad gufo. That's all he's telling you. You made up this magic called chad gufo. That's not true. The isal kedai the chad gufo who amayim olu yardu ho omar ulo emuri kochim kalim shehelon lifnei zrikas dam lo yardu nasa lach moshel mizbeach. Apparently it's not chad gufo. Ishtik. Rabbi Yehoshua got knocked out of the box. You're right. That's a shena gutekasha. It's not chad gufo. Hello, what is going on here? It's this business of rotsa mizeh, rotsa mizeh. So therefore, it has to be when both dams are ready to go. I knocked them out. Yanuka, they said, because he was younger than him. Well, somebody in the back claims, I don't know, that he was older than him. I don't know. If you're into the history, somebody in the back has a ganze chedmin here. Because that the Shlokish was really older than Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know. Here they all say he meant to say Rabbi Yochanan was older than Rabbi Shlokish. He called him Yanuka, and I knocked you out. But somebody there in the back has a ganze chesed from all the Gemaras. Okay, I don't know, the Gemaras that are not at all understandable. You remain here with a big problem here, because so you knocked him out from Chad Gufa, right? So what do we hold? Rotsumizeh. So bivasachas, it does work. So let Vasachas work by Yemurim. Chad Gufa doesn't work. What does work? Rotsumizeh Zorik. So why don't we say the same thing by Haktaras Yemurim? You have two Oshams here. You shech them at the same time. You have both dams. You put one up Emurim and you zerik the other one. So why shouldn't we say Lo Yardu on that? He's comparing the Me'ilah to the Emurim. You see, don't say Chagu because it doesn't work there. What does work? So let that work by the Emurim. But it doesn't. By Emurim, the din is it's Yardu no matter what. I mean, hard to say over the words even. Taisa says that Chad Gufo is a better Suvara than Rotsu Mizeh. If you're talking about Chad Gufo, that will work on anything, even Vakhtar Zemur. Rotsu Mizeh Zorik is a Shrachar Suvara. That could work for the Zrika working for Me'ila, but to get a head Akhtar, a low yardle, you're not going to get out of it. I don't know. I can't begin to explain what that means, but that's what Taisa says. That's what he was saying to him. If you would be right that Chad Gufo is here, then Chad Gufo works. Chad Gufo should work. Legabe Haktoras Emurim. You see, it doesn't work. You see, the Svar of Chad Gufo is wrong. What is the Svar that works here? Rotsa Mizeh Zorik, Rotsa Mizeh Zorik. But that can only work by me for some reason.
What is the Svar of Rotsa Mizeh Zorik, Rotsa Mizeh Zorik?
That's a good question. That's sort of. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand exactly. That's how Rabbi Akiva saw it, yeah. They're somehow linked up in the Zrika, because the Zrika of one is working for both. And it's the Zrika of one that knocks out the other one. So it takes off the mirror. I don't know. I don't understand it really. But that's what he saw in there. I thought that's what they were all asking. There are many other ways to look at that. I mean, simply, the Zrika this makes this. He showed it, not a kata. It's simple. I mean, Rabbi Akiva obviously didn't see it that way. Somehow he saw it that they're linked up. In some sense, they're linked. Their destiny is linked. And say, for the Zrika, this one takes care of the other one. It has other problems too. Where's your Heter Achila here? We keep on saying you need a Heter Achila. And where's the Heter Achila? There's very funny things going on over here. And there's no. It's not like Zrika Spiegel where we have this Lomdisha Heter Achila. The Torah looked at it. There's nothing going on over here. Zrika of one is mate one's bosati, but it's not mate basis, that becomes a matzachatas. It's finished. So how did the meal go off? I mean, there's a lot of problems here. So how will come later. Chaim claims from here you see that when we say shashet l'kayim, that's not really the crucial factor. It's not really. Because you see, it can work even though there is no het l'kayim. Even though we keep on saying it, that 7 blood, we basically keep on saying it. Tachila shashet. Okay, we'll come back to that later. It's a big problem. Okay. Maisa domim. Okay, this mission basically a wrap up of what we said. Maisa domim. Again, the Tana wax is poetic. Why did Tana decide to call Zrika Maisa domim all of a sudden? That's a good question. I don't know. In all of Shatz, we call it Zrika. Here, Tana calls it Maisa domim. But again, it's another raya that Acharonim point out that had the achila shonin. What are you going to say here? It means royal zrika, and the Tana calls it ma'isa domim here. It's pretty clear we mean zrika here. Places right the muchetz achila. But okay, anyway, ma'isa domim meaning zrika. Bekotchim kotchim lahokal ulahachmir, ubekotchim kalim kula lahachmir. Now we notice we don't even need the Mishnah. In what do you call it? In kotchim kotchim. It's lahakel ulahachmir. What do you mean lahakel ulahachmir? Because zrika takes off me'ila from the boss, so that's lahakel. On the other hand, lahachmir brings a chi of kares pigalos v'tomim. In kotchim kalim, all it does is chumris, because the boss there's no me'ila till the zrika. What the zrika does is it brings me'ila to the emurim and it makes chi of kares. So it's purely chumra. Keitzah kotchim kotchim lufnei zrikas domim moilim be'mirim uba boss. Lachas rikas domim moilim beimurim veimolim bebosa. That's a kulo. V'alze v'alze side bebosa side emurim chay mishu pigal noise v'tomei nimtzo ma'ase domim kochikochim lahokil. It took off the mila from the bosa ulahachmir. It brought the chiv kares the pigal noise v'tomei ubekochim kalim kulon lahachmir keitzad kochim kalim things rikas domim. There's no mila bechlal ein moilim beimurim lo bebosa. Lachas rikas domim all of a sudden moilim beimurim. You just got me a new chiv mila there vein moilim bebosa alze v'alze. Frank the Gemara, ain't the beginning of the mission, right? By kodshe kodshim, v'shteito. and the boss, let's go to boss. Before Zrika, there's Me'ila. After Zrika, there's no Me'ila. Frankly, what do you mean there's no Me'ila? No Me'ila sounds like there's no Me'ila, but it's also. What do you mean no Me'ila? It's mutter to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat it for the Koyanim. Ketoni ein moyalin b'bosor imashma me'iluhu deleke ho isura iko. That's what it would sound like. Ein moyalin. There's no chiyuv me'ila, but it's lost with the raisa. Lost with the raisa. Stutz ador. Bamai. Homa moyne de koyenu. Now this is really from the strange lashon of moyne de koyen. That's not the point. I mean, it's a pasuk in chumash that the koyen mean. Ochla tashakupa. But it's a pasuk in chumash. So Tagad is Fasemis is up in arms. What's up, some moine the koyin? It's all the Gemara Zog. Bring the post, give Ayikur. How could you say it's also deed? It's a mitzvah. That's what Taiz basically says that. Look at that little Taiz there. Hoysura Iko, Shosel Echo, Vamoine the koyin, Kushi, the Behedik said Bikro, the koyin Machlalo. It's a very strange law in there. But okay, that's the Gemara. How could you say, what do you mean, Ein Moilin? A very weak lotion. Ein Moilin. They're supposed to eat it. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Lokasha. Mishum the Nosav Reisha Meilin, Nosav Sefer Oimlin. Okay, that we find. You told me before Zrika there's Meila, so after Zrika there's no Meila. Meilin, but of course I mean that after Zrika it's Mutar to eat, and if it's a Mitzvah to eat. That's good in Kodshim Kodshim. But let's look at the Sefer in Kodshim Kalim. What they don't. Lifnei Zrika on the Bosa. What they? Lifnei Zrika ain't Meilin. Lachas Zrika ain't Meilin. That's already shver. What do you mean lachas rika ain't moyalin? Lachas rika is mutter to eat. And you can't tell me agab. Dale if they zrika you said ain't moyalin. Because no meal, but you can't eat it. But after zrika was gadav zog mutter. Gadav shteyin, lif they zrika ain't moyalin. Lachas rika. Not only ain't moyalin, but now it's the mitzvah achilas kochim. Ain't a sefer, but kochim kalim, kulu lahachmi. You can't suppose to kochim kalim, if they zrika zdom ain't moyalin. Maybe we're ain't chayolim, she brings them to home. Lachas rikas dom emoylin, baby rabbein mol the boss, me'iluhu the lack of the boss after the thing. Hoy surika, vamayam amonu the bailam uvay. Did the same funny lotion. That's not doing mom in here. Doesn't do with that really. That's the time to eat the kochim. So here the Gemara can't give ID. There's no ID over here. Zog the Gemara, an interesting thing. You're right. The Mishnah is talking, not in a standard case of what it would say. Lachas rika mutalechol, it's a mitzvah lechol. So I can't say Shaila in the Rambam if there is a mitzvah on the Bailam or not, but he certainly could have said Mutalecho. We're talking in this Mishnah where the boss was Yotze. And we're going, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Zrika's Moyle Yotze, so there's no Meila. But could you eat the boss? That Rabbi Akiva never said. Rabbi Akiva never said that Zrika's Moyle Yotze, and now I can eat it. That's not the Gezak, it's Yotze. He just said it works. For Me'ila, whatever is over there, the dinim that we had before. For Pigal Nasiv Tomei, for those dinim. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. And the Gemara is saying the Mishnah is talking in a very limited case. The Mishnah is talking in a case, which was Yaitse. Now we just have problems with the reading of the Gemara here. Omreb Chanino Li Yaitsin. The Mishnah talking about Yaitse. What do you mean? There's no Zrika on Yaitse. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. And Kiyoma Rabbi Akiva, you have to careful the reading, it's very hard the reading here. Kiyoma Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Moyeles, it's like a Bechule. When did he say, Zrika Moyeles, Yoitse, for the dinim we spoke of? Me'ilo, Pigalas Vatome. But Avada, it's still a Sreifa, the words, a Sreifa, Avalachila, Dlomer. Right. Let's say, Lisreifa. Avol liachilo loy meratzah. Meaning the avol is also strange, but the Gemara means to say lefitoyses and the most that what we would have thought ourselves that the zrika when we say zrika is my ls liyotze it means for meilo pigal nosav atome. But no one ever thought that he meant that you can eat yotze. Avarigetos lisreifo, and that's what the Mishnah meant. Ain moyalim boy. It's like osani because we're talking in a case of yotze. That's a bit of wording is not easy here, but Kol Sreifa. That's how Taisa says. Kol Sreifa Oz. That's how Taisa says it. Okay. I just want to have a minute or two go back and correct something. Said to me, I managed to make a mistake there, but I was misled by the Shita, which I still don't understand. The Mishnah, if you remember, Kechazim. If 10 minutes, Kechazim. Kachi Kachi Shochtim B'dorim Meilim B'hem Shochtim B'dorim Kibudam B'tzofen. So if you remember, we had Shtigl in the setup of the Mishnah. The first problem was Tzofen, then we went to Yom V'Laila. When he spoke about Dorim and Tzofen, he spoke about Kabbalah Saddam. When he went to Yom V'Laila, he switched to Zrika Saddam. So Taisus said over there, very good, because in Yom V'Laila, you can't have Shochat V'Kibel. The Kibel is immediately after the Shechita. You'd have to be standing at the line with a chronometer, a chmeis at the equator, where there's no ben hashmosh. How are you going to get it exactly? How are you going to get a shechita by yom and a kabbalah by night? How are you going to have that? That's why I said, Mela, when he came to yom v'layla, he switched to zrika, because that's no big deal. You made the shechita and the kabbalah 5 minutes before the shkia, and then you made the zrika, whenever it was, 2 hours later, after the Rabbi Natan's time, whatever you want, get out of all your problems. Fine.
The last carbon of the day before coming.
Okay, so doesn't have to be in the Zrik. The guy, give the guy did something wrong here. You're talking about a guy that did something wrong here. Zorg Balayla, he messed up. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. He made the shchit, he put it in a fridge, and he came back 3 hours later, made the Zrik. I don't know. Was there a pace? I was busy. I don't know. No, we're not talking about it right. He didn't do the right thing. Obviously not. Oh, so then we jump back with a question. No, so you're telling me that by Yom V'Laila, you have to say Zrik. So. Now let's go back to Dorim and Tzofen. Why didn't you say Zrika there? So I said then because that's the Shita says, because there he wanted to say Ravoda. But the truth of the matter is, that's you spoke, my son-in-law pointed out, there is no Psul Zrika Bedorim. There's no such thing. Because according to one man, Domar, the Homus Beach is Bedorim. The Homus Beach is Bedorim. That is the line. And even in the other man, Domar, it splits in the middle of his way, but the left corner, the Seist, the Doremus Marovis is Bedorim. There's no Psul Zrik in Dorim, period. That's the answer. And the truth is, in Takona says, in for the Geis Sforum on Meila, on the Mishnah says, it causes Tisus, as Yom V'Laila is up to Zrika. What about the Reisha? Why isn't this Zrika? Because there's no Psul Zrika. Bedorim, like you were telling, there's no such thing. What misled me was the Shita, which I still don't understand. I mean, the Shita seems to ask it and answer, say, I don't know what it means exactly, the Shita. It's not just the Shita, the Melech Shloim in Mishnayis brings it as part of the Tosfos. I don't know, but okay, whatever they mean, the truth seems to be that there is no Psul Dorim in Zerika. Therefore, when the Mishnah spoke about Dorim and Tzofen, had to say Kabbalah. Kabbalah is possible for Dorim, that we know. And that's even, I can point that out, that's even if the Kohen is the Dorim. Shechita the animals, as long as the animals are Tzofen, it's okay. Kabbalah, the Kohen has to be Tzofen. But there's no Psul Dorim in Zerika. That's why the Mishnah, when it spoke about Dorim and Tzofen, spoke about Kabbalah. Says Tosfos, when it came to Zrik Yom V'Laila, it's a technical problem. You'll never get, you can never get, I call it Shechita and Kabbalah across the line. So he switched to Zrik. What?